Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we remember two music greats, Chuck Brown and Donna Summer. But first, we visit the northernmost part of the Earth and the creatures who live there in the movie To the Arctic. Few people can visit the Arctic, but soon people all over the world will be able to feel like they have made the trip. A new movie, To the Arctic, explores the life and environment in the wilderness area, especially the condition of its polar bears. Barbara Klein has our story.
To the Arctic is 45 minutes long, but the film was shot in 8 months over a 4-year period. The director is Greg McGillivray. He and his brother Sean produced the film. It was made for release on the huge IMAX theater screens. To the Arctic also is 3D, or three-dimensional, giving theatergoers the sensation of being part of the action. The film tells the story of a mother polar bear and her two cubs. Through their struggle to survive, theatergoers see the results of rising temperatures on the Arctic and its animals. The bears are central to the film because they cannot survive anywhere else. And the movie says their environment is warming 2/3 faster than anywhere else on Earth. Academy Award winner Meryl Streep narrates the film.
Feasting on rich seal meat has made these the largest bears in the world. But now the Arctic is warming and the sea ice is melting away.
To the Arctic is part of an international campaign to save the polar bears and their home. Scientists say there are only 20,000 polar bears alive today. And they say their long-term existence is at risk. Nature photographer Florian Scholz has produced a book to go along with the movie. He says the purpose of both works is to educate people about what is happening in Earth's extreme north.
The polar bears won't be able to survive without the ice, and right now scientists are predicting that by 2040, or 2050, somewhere in between then, the sea ice in the summer will completely go away.
Mr. Scholz spent 18 months in the Arctic. He lived in a tent and would get around on a special vehicle powered by the sun's energy. The extreme cold presented some interesting problems for the work.
You have to let your equipment completely freeze, and then it will stay frozen. You can't take it inside your sleeping bag or inside your tent, because then the condensation will go on top of it, and then the ice will build, and then you don't get rid of the ice anymore.
Florian Scholz says there were also some dangerous incidents with wildlife, like a bear that showed interest in a camera. The animal got within 7 meters of the photographer.
We then shot with a flare gun at the ground level, so then the bang was closer to the ground, and then the bear understood that he should move on. And so that was definitely a scary moment.
The movie and book are part of a larger campaign to save polar bears and the Arctic. Suzanne Apple is with the World Wildlife Fund.
This area that we are focused on, called the Last Ice Area in northern Canada, Greenland, and Denmark, our research shows that this is the ice that will persist the longest. So we are hoping to protect and preserve that.
To the Arctic is getting mixed reviews from critics. Although most praise the extraordinary images, several critics say the writing is weak.
America lost two major entertainers this week. Chuck Brown was considered the godfather of go-go music. Donna Summer was the queen of disco. Chuck Brown died Wednesday at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. The musician had developed the blood infection sepsis during treatment for pneumonia. He was 75. Chuck Brown was considered a hero to many in Washington, D.C. The singer was born in North Carolina, but moved to the American capital when he was 8. The city remained his home, and it was where he invented the music known as go-go.
We need money. Talking about money, money, money. We need some money. We need some moolah, y'all.
We need moolah, y'all.
Got to get money.
Chuck Brown grew up poor. He was raised by his mother, Lila Louise Brown. He never knew his father. Chuck stopped going to school soon after the family moved to Washington. He worked instead. He held jobs including shining shoes and selling newspapers. Chuck Brown got into trouble as a teenager. He spent 8 years in a prison near Washington. He started playing guitar while there.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got the go-go swing. Is that what? Oh, I love you so much. One more time, baby. It don't mean a thing. Got that go-go swing. What I say? You go.
When Chuck Brown gained his freedom, he did not look back. He moved back to Washington. He began playing his guitar and singing at events in the area. In his late 20s, Brown joined some local bands. Within 2 years, he had formed his own. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers found a new sound that combined funk, jazz, and rhythm and blues music. The bouncy beat of go-go music was especially popular in the Washington area, but it influenced music in many other areas. The 1978 song, Bustin' Loose, is probably the most widely recognized go-go recording. It was Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers' biggest hit.
You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Chuck Brown was considered a hero to many in Washington, D.C. The city loves him so much, it named a street block for him. Hundreds gathered outside the Howard Theater on Chuck Brown Way Wednesday to remember the musician. Disco singer Donna Summer died Thursday. The 63-year-old had battled lung cancer. Christopher Cruz remembers her life and her work.
Summer found the letter you wrote me on the radio. And they told the world just how you felt. It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
Donna Summer was born LaDonna Gaines to a large family in Boston, Massachusetts, in 1948. She sang in church as a child. As a teenager, she began forming musical groups. Summer's voice was clear, high, and powerful. Her first big hit came in 1975 with "Love to Love You, Baby." She was in her 20s at the time. In 1979, Donna Summer had three number one hits. One of them, Hot Stuff, won a Grammy. Donna Summer was married twice. She had two children. Her last album, Crayons, was released in 2008. Donna Summer won numerous awards during her career, including five Grammys. We leave you with Donna Summer performing her hit song, Last Dance.
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Zulima Palacio provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
So let's dance.